We've been really busy out on the network since early in January. We've been looking to get lots of roads resurfaced so that they can capable of receiving any potential extra traffic that could occur as a result of what goes on the 29th. We've been clearing drains, cutting back bushes and vegetation, making sure signs are cleaned, to make sure drivers are given every opportunity to deal with whatever comes up in the future, to keep them safe, keep them informed, so they can actually get around their daily business as much as possible.
You can talk about that 28 million as well that you've received from government. How important was that money and what has some of that gone towards?
That money's been really important to us. We've been able to invest heavily in Kent's highways and also make sure that people in East Kent are given the opportunity to have the best roads available and to make sure they're given the opportunity to work effectively and efficiently.
And just tell us about what some of that money specifically is going towards, how that's sort of been divvied up.
Yeah, so we've been looking at a number of pieces of work across our road network. So we've been resurfacing. There's best part of 50 miles of new carriageway we put down there. We've put many, many more miles of patching and significant patching to preserve against pothole use, to make sure that we're cleaning drains. We've cleaned drains from all the way from Folkestone up to Sevenoaks. We've cleaned drains throughout the whole of the county to make sure that any flooding hotspots are taken away from the network and to give our roads the best opportunity to perform to the best of their ability.
And of course, you've probably got a contingency plan in any event that might happen within the next month. Does a no-deal Brexit spell bad signs for obviously getting roads prepared and getting basically the county's roads ready for lorries to come by, obviously with Operation Brock as well? There's a lot of uncertainty in terms of traffic. Does a no-deal Brexit spell bad signs for you?
We've not really been considering a no-deal Brexit as such. What we've been considering is what's best for our roads, make sure that they can handle the assumptions that we've been taking on traffic flows, looking at key routes, looking at Manston, making sure that's open and available for everybody should we need it. In terms of our roads, we're looking to make sure we maintain safety and to get as much maintenance work, operational work done as possible to make sure that if there is increased traffic, we don't contribute to any delays.